They are receiving pay cuts, but still maybe overpaid? The FAA is promising a complete overhaul of the system that shut down so many flights earlier this month. Heating your home may not be as pricey as first thought. The story about a $25 sandwich made the news. They say this department store chain is suffering from an identity crisis. We've got the Wall Street Report. And have you heard about the new quiet thing that's happening to some employees? You will today. And for the interview, you'll meet Stacy Ocelot, who left teaching for the business world. What's she doing and why she left? But first, the news.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease. Hey, you want to stay with us on Twitter? You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Great to have you with us. Well, it's come to this. Pay cuts for some of the most highly paid executives, and it comes on the heels of a lousy year for the S&P 500, the worst, as a matter of fact, since 2008. CNN is reporting the pay cuts are hitting some of America's best-known and highest-paid bosses, including Apple CEO Tim Cook, Morgan Stanley CEO James Gorman, and Goldman Sachs CEO David Solomon. Because many are fearing a recession, they've started to cut staff. For example, Goldman Sachs laid off 3,200 employees earlier this month because of a downturn in Wall Street deal-making. The bank then disclosed that Solomon's 2022 pay is being cut by nearly 30%. Meanwhile, Apple said it's cutting its target pay package of Tim Cook by 40%. But don't feel too bad for these highly paid CEOs. They're still raking in some serious cash and stock awards, just not quite as much as in the past. Cook will still get $49 million in total compensation. Among the 500 largest public companies by revenue, the median CEO made $14.2 million in fiscal 2021. That was up 18.9% from the year before. Tech bosses have received the biggest pay hikes, with the median CEO pay surging by 42.1% in 2021 to $19.1 million. So that, my friends, is how the other folks live. Out with the old and in with the new. CNN is reporting that the Federal Aviation Administration plans to dramatically accelerate replacing the safety system whose failure led to a nationwide air travel grounding earlier this month. The regulator also said it's taken steps to prevent a repeat of the meltdown in the interim. The FAA outlined the new timeframe and procedures in a letter to Congress. The 30-year-old NOTAM, or Notice to Air Mission System, provides potential flight hazard information to pilots and air traffic controllers. Under previous plans, the FAA would have taken at least 6 years to replace it. But now the system will be replaced by mid-2025, said the FAA in their letter. Well, the warnings were pretty dire. Projections were that heating your home would cost 40 to 50% more this winter. But those numbers don't look to be accurate. CNN is reporting that both the U.S. Energy Information Administration and the National Energy Assistance Directors Association lowered their cost estimates for heating with natural gas and oil, that thanks to a combination of lower energy prices and a milder-than-expected winter. That's the good news. The bad news is that it will still cost way more to keep warm than it did last winter. That's driving a surge in the number of people applying for federal heating assistance, but not everyone will be able to get the help they need as there's less federal funding to distribute this year. But costs are up across the board compared to last winter, nearly 26% and 14.5% for heating oil and natural gas, and 10.5% for homes heated by electricity, and nearly 9% for propane. Well, the three major U.S. indexes all closed lower today as investors brace for the outcome of the Federal Reserve's two-day policy meeting in a busy week for company earnings reports. Those numbers coming up in just a bit. Well, here's a wild story for you, and it has to do with the price of a Subway sandwich that one customer says is outrageous. Market Realist is reporting that the days of a $5 footlong is a thing of the past at some locations. Now you might wind up spending $23 or more on a Subway footlong sandwich, depending on where you live. A viral TikTok of a customer dishing out $23.46 on a single Subway Veggie Delight 12-incher reveals just how expensive some things have gotten. The TikToker may have loaded up her Veggie Delight whole grain footlong sub with a few add-ons, but that doesn't justify the $23.46 she paid for it. Or does it? While some were shocked by how much Subway is charging for its footlongs, others actually said the price was fair, given the number of ingredients she had added to it. Now, it isn't clear where the TikToker was at the time she purchased the sub. She may have been at the mall or maybe an airport. Her other videos lead us to believe she lives in Turkey. Despite this, $23.46 for a Subway footlong is pretty steep, you think? 2022 was bad for retail centers as consumers went online rather than going out. We've reported a number of times on hits that Bed Bath & Beyond is taking. Now, some are eyeing Kohl's and wondering where this Menominee Falls-based retail chain is going. USA Today is reporting that Kohl's is coming off a tumultuous year that saw the company withdraw its guidance to investors, saw sales decline by more than 7%, then there was the departure of the CEO and a fight over the board of directors. The company also instituted a $500 million stock buyback program to keep the price of a share afloat. Kohl's shares have been trading recently at about $30 a share, and that's about half the price of a year ago. Perhaps most critically is the search for a new CEO after Michelle Gass left for a job at Levi Strauss. For now, the company is being led by an interim CEO, Tom Kingsbury. Among the many adjustments that people made during the coronavirus pandemic was shopping online. The pandemic had a dramatic impact on brick-and-mortar retail stores and escalated store closings for businesses that were already struggling. However, this is interesting. Kohl's is profitable, which complicates the matter. The company does, however, want to raise revenue, and one way that might happen is with the new partnership with beauty brand Sephora, which the company believes could be a $2 billion business. Nearly every Kohl's store now has a Sephora, but after the company invested millions on the partnership, it is at this time unclear what impact that addition will have. So yeah, two words. Stay tuned. U.S. benchmark equity indexes dropped today ahead of quarterly earnings from technology giants and an interest rate policy decision from the Federal Reserve due this week. The Nasdaq lost nearly 2% to close at 11,393, while the S&P 500 declined 1.3% to 4017. The Dow fell 0.8% to 33,717. Energy led the decliners among sectors, followed by technology. Consumer staples, they posted the only gain. Meanwhile, West Texas Intermediate crude was up fractionally at $77.93 a barrel. Hey, there's a new quiet trend going around. You know, we've told you about quiet quitting when a worker starts doing less quietly. Now the tight labor market has given rise to quiet promotions. That according to Fast Company, which adds that most Americans at some point have experienced an increase in responsibility without a commensurate rise in salary or rank. Signs include having more work than colleagues with the same title or having to absorb the work of a coworker who left and held the position above you. What should you do if this hits you? Experts say that workers should ask managers for transparency around hiring and set clear boundaries around what falls under your purview. All right, stay with us and click through to the interview with Stacy Ocelet, who left the world of teaching to enter the corporate world, where things are different but also similar. Thanks for listening.